Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. News on the docket, and you might want to keep your eye out on for is going to be the October jobs report that's coming out this morning. Expectations are that the unemployment rate is going to be steady at around 3.8%. I expect if we're much higher than that, we could see some downside action as a continuation of a good news is bad news type deal that we've seen over the last couple months. Moving over into the performance for the last 24 hours, it was a pretty positive one across the board. Only one name landing in the red, that being the US dollar, down 71 bips. Besides that, S&P 500 smack dab in the middle of the pack, up almost 2%, if that gives you an idea for the positive action that we saw yesterday. A lot of names. Russell 2000 up almost 3%, 2.67, followed by crude oil and long duration bond fund TLT up 2.28%. With that upside action, we did see a number of our indicators reversing back up. Just a couple I want to bring to your attention this morning are going to be the NYSE High Low Index. This one is going to be a shorter term indicator. This one reversed back up to a chart reading of 12% here. I will note we did see this reverse back up under 30. We typically look at that 30 demarcation line as a positive sign when we get those reversals back up. We did get that reversal up earlier this year, actually just last month, but ultimately fell back down to new lows. So just a reminder, not every single one of these is going to be a home run hit, but we'll never turn our nose at reversals, especially for the high lows, or in this case, else the BPSBX or the BPs, right? Measuring the percentage of stocks within the S&P 500 on those PNF buy signals did get a reversal back up yesterday to a chart reading of 30. Typically like to see, again, as I mentioned before, those reversals back up under 30. All things considered are positive. We're going to be looking now to set our sights on a third of stocks. So 34, let's call it a third, is where we stalled out back in October of this year, just a month ago, looking to eclipse that and get some further upside participation underneath our belt. Moving over into the S&P 500, though, talking about those stocks returning the buy signals, did mention it was up almost 2% for the last 24 hours. It continued higher in its respective column of X's here, but just remember here, we are still on a sell signal and in a negative trend. It was nice to see us move above 4,300, but I anticipate we're probably going to get a little bit of a pullback at some point over the next week or so. Like to stay above 4,220. Let's just call it 4,200 if we were to get a reversal back down into X's. Keep an eye out on 4,400. That would move us back into a positive trend and post a triple top buy signal there for the S&P. Moving over into the Russell 2000, that was the biggest gainer over the last 24 hours. That was also enough to return it into a column of X's on its default chart. Buyers stepped in around 1640 on this chart. Keep an eye out on a range of resistance. We're going to be looking out on 1800 to around 1770 or so. There's plenty of resistance up in that level. I also want to take a note, if we can hold the line above 1700, we've talked in videos like this before about plenty of support around that 1700 range. So a breach of that, certainly positive. Now we're going to look to hold it. We're going to go ahead and wrap up here with a couple different comments. First is going to be the models that we saw on the platform. So our FSM models rebalanced or made trades, and they're going to be posted on the website this morning. If you just want to have a overview of the changes, we saw a couple of different portfolios raise cash in varying levels. You could take a look at the FundScore overview piece that's in today's daily equity report. You can scroll down to that there or jump to it on the right side of the screen. Nonetheless, if you're just looking for an overview of the changes, go ahead and click there. Or if you want to see those changes for yourself across the entire suite of FSM products, you can jump over into models and products models. That'll bring you to this page here. From there, over on the left, you can hit that methodology FSM. And then you can see all of the varying FSM products that have made changes by sorting here on actions/activity. So that's that. Moving over and wrapping up here with the stock that's on everyone's mind, that's going to be Apple, AAPL. Reported earnings after yesterday's close beat expectations, but guidance was a little soft and they showed declining sales for the fourth quarter in a row. So did see a negative reaction. It's down around 172 this morning. So it's not going to be enough to reverse it back down into O's, at least at the time of this recording, but it certainly isn't the support that I think everyone was hoping for. Nonetheless, here is a 4 for 5 technically acceptable. Really, this doesn't change the opinion. If you're on a wait and see mode that kind of eclipse 182 or return back into a positive trend, I don't think that opinion after these earnings have changed that. However, we're going to still watch 166 towards the downside, as of course it's Apple. It's held the market higher throughout the course of 2023 so far. So just something to keep on your mind there. With that said, though, I will go ahead and wrap up. I hope everyone has a wonderful Friday, a wonderful and safe weekend, and we'll chat again next Monday.